Tony Kushner writes about very big subjects, the Holocaust, AIDS, race, Jewishness, the South, homosexuality, in very personal ways. He's an activist as well as an artist. In a documentary about him that airs tomorrow night on PBS, his friend and collaborator Maurice Sendak asks, "Where do you find the time for all these things?" Wrestling with Angels delves into Kushner's work and his life, including the conflict he had as a young man with his parents over the fact that he's gay.
And when I got to Columbia, I sort of knew that this was going to be a problem, that I shouldn't be gay, that I had to turn myself heterosexual somehow.
In college, it seemed to me, you know, that I was losing him.
And I got this very good analyst who said to me, maybe the problem isn't being homosexual, maybe the problem is, you know, your relationship with your father.
I wrote him a letter. I said I wouldn't be proud to be Tchaikovsky's father. Tchaikovsky, as you know, was homosexual.
The therapist finally said, the literature's not encouraging, it doesn't work. You will not change, which was great permission, because I really didn't want to. I called my mother from a payphone, just like Joe.
Mom!
Joe?
Hi!
You're calling from the street.
I called my mother, Collect, and said, I'm homosexual.
Mama, I'm a homosexual, Mama. Boy, did that come out awkward.
She cried for 6 months until I finally said, beginning to feel like you are mourning somebody. I think I may have been afraid of losing my father's affection, that he would never be able to accept me.
Finally, I wrote him a letter, and I said, if I were Tchaikovsky's father, I'd be so proud I couldn't see straight. And lo and behold, I've turned out to be Tchaikovsky's father.
An excerpt from Frieda Lee Mock's documentary on Tony Kushner, Wrestling with Angels, which airs tomorrow night on PBS as part of the POV series. The filmmaker and her subject join us in a moment. If you'd like to talk with either, our number is 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Oscar-winning director Frieda Lee Mock joins us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation today.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
And the Pulitzer, Tony, and Emmy winner Tony Kushner is with us at our bureau in New York. Nice to have you on the program again.
Nice to be here.
And Tony Kushner, that excerpt we just played included a very short clip from your best-known work, Angels in America. And there's an interesting moment in the documentary when you go to see the film of the play that Mike Nichols made for HBO, and you say you'd felt as if you'd seen angels for the first time.
Right. It had been many years since the play had been on Broadway, and I'd spent a long time avoiding the play and not watching it. And then I'd only ever been able to see it in the theater, where I think as a watcher in the theater, I'm sort of trained myself, as one does, to watch technically and to sort of criticize and think how things could be improved. And seeing it in a new form in a film about which I know it's a form about which I know very little. It was enough of a new circumstance to make it possible for me to actually watch it as an audience member.
And you said you were incredibly proud of it. Of course, it's gotten every award in the world. Everybody's proud of it. But as the author of it, there was always this sense that I could make it a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, or why did they say the line that way? Or why is that lighting cue there? Or does the sound effect really necessary? And, you know, or, you know, what idiot wrote that scene? I mean, there are all sorts of things. But, you know, a film is not, in some important way, I think, if a film is directed by one person and written by another person, I think in a very significant sense, the final result is the director's work. And so I feel that the film of Angels in America is Mike Nichols' film, just as Wrestling with Angels is Frieda's film.
Yeah, it was Frieda Lee Mock. There are incredibly personal moments in this documentary, like that snatch, Mama, I'm a homosexual, Mama, shot through this film, as it is shot through Kushner's work. I was thinking about, there's a scene at his childhood home in Louisiana, a house that plays a huge part in the musical Caroline or Change, and we get to see how memory and imagination transformed a little laundry room in that house into a very big basement. Frieda?
Yes, you wanted me to. Oh, okay.
Yes, I wanted you to come
you were
in there.
I thought you were going to go to a scene in the film.
Oh, no, not yet.
Well, Tony showed me the steps in which he spent time with Caroline, or in this case, Maudie Lee Davis, the family friend and maid. And out of this small little space came this huge musical, Caroline or Change. And it was one could connect very, you know, you looked at the steps and then we cut it in the film, mm-hmm. Dressing with Angels, to that scene in the play where Noah, you know.
The little boy,
to,
yes.
Yeah, the little boy who was actually 8 years old and perhaps a little bit not unlike Tony when he was eight, mm-hmm. Living in the South, growing up in, you know, Lake Charles, Louisiana. So I felt that that was a great way to sort of see how a childhood idea stayed with him, I believe, Tony, and became a part of this play.
His life, your work, is it your film?
Who may I ask?
Well, I can ask either one.
I wasn't sure.
Jump in there, Frida. That's for you.
Okay. I'm sorry, Neil.
That's okay. How much of this do you feel? It's obviously your vision. You, for example, designed the documentary in three different acts, obviously playing off the theater as well.
Yes. I was very happy that somehow the large questions that Tony is dealing with in his work and his life fell into these sort of big ideas and sort of had moments of thematic coherence. I know that when Mark, his partner and husband, saw the DVD of the film, he marveled at how one's life is not necessarily, you know, in that order of three acts and thematic coherence. But as a filmmaker, a storyteller, I was happy to see that I could take the complexity of Tony's work in life and hopefully make some sense for the audience. And I'm so very happy to see that it did mirror the three acts of a play, you know.
We're talking with Frida Lee Mock, who's the director of Wrestling with Angels, which broadcast tomorrow night on PBS as part of the POV series. Also with us, the subject of her film, Tony Kushner, who won the Pulitzer for his play Angels in America, a gay fantasia on national themes. If you'd like to join the conversation, our phone number is 800-989-8255. Our email address is talk@npr.org. And now I do want to play another excerpt, a short excerpt from the film. And this is Tony Kushner talking about, he's talking about his craft.
I don't ever get bored of writing, but I hate writing. I sit down to write, my hand hurts, my back hurts, I get a headache, I want to eat a box of chocolate chip cookies. I used to weigh 100 pounds more than I weigh right now, and I gained all that weight because I find writing just really, really difficult. You're alone with your own weird mind, and it's scary.
It's difficult. There's another scene of you writing in your I guess little writing house you have in your place in the Hudson Valley in New York, and it looks like you just tear into it.
Oh God! Well, that's the magic of Frida's filmmaking. I've never torn into anything.
But Laura Bush, you kind of tore into, didn't you?
Right. I mean, there are occasionally things that fall out of your head onto the paper quickly. And then you'll wind up spending years struggling to make them better or trying to fix what's wrong with them. But and there are things that come out at first very, very slowly, but when they're finally there on paper, they're in pretty good shape. It just depends. But everything involving writing for me is a source of anxiety. So I don't think that there's ever been a moment of writing when it's felt easy or necessarily fun, at least not fun getting started. It sometimes gets fun once you've figured out the first two or three words. And, you know, as they say, I mean, if you can figure out the first two or three words, you've sort of figured out the whole play or the whole novel. It's just a matter of knowing where to begin and killing off all the other 1,000 possibilities of places to begin. And that whole process, the starting process, is for me, and I think for a lot of writers and probably also filmmakers, a genuinely difficult and forbidding place to be. And then you kind of take a deep breath and plunge in, and then it maybe isn't so bad.
The genesis of a lot of your work comes up in this movie, including the sketches that you wrote in college that sort of developed over time and matured into that musical, Carolina Change.
Yeah, when I was in my freshman year at Columbia, I decided, and I first began to think about becoming a playwright, I thought if I can come up with 12 ideas for plays and write them down in my journal, I will let myself imagine becoming a playwright. If I can't come up with 12 ideas, I don't know why I thought 12, but if I could come up with 12 ideas, the 12 days of Christmas. I don't know. I mean, I'm Jewish, so that shouldn't count, but it should have been 8 for the 8 lights of Hanukkah. But anyway, I decided that it would be okay to think about becoming a playwright. So I wrote down 12 ideas. And out of those 12 ideas, the only one that's actually stayed with me in the 30 years intervening is Caroline or Change, is the idea that became Caroline or Change.
We're talking with the playwright Tony Kushner, and he's the subject of a documentary that airs tomorrow night on PBS on the POV series called Wrestling with Angels. Its director, Frieda Lee Mock, is also with us. Again, if you'd like to join us, 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation, coming to you from NPR News. And let's get a caller on the line. This is Tim. Tim with us from San Francisco.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Hi. I saw Caroline or Change on Broadway with a couple friends, and I absolutely loved it. And they came away thinking they didn't get it. Did you find that that was a typical reaction? And how do you feel about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, in a certain sense, I think that the musical was enormously important and really moved some people, and then other people were left cold or not especially moved. Of course, I don't understand those people. I think the thing is incredibly moving. I think of everything I've ever done in my life, Caroline or Change remains the thing I'm proudest of.
Yeah.
And feel that the score that Janine Tesori wrote for it is one of the most beautiful melodic scores written for a Broadway show for musical theater in this country in many years. So I'm hugely proud of it. I suspect that there are things about the show that are unusual for a piece of musical theater, and I think that people come in with expectations, whether they're watching a film or television or a musical, and some people are able to allow those expectations to be put aside so they can have an encounter with what they're watching, and some people find that harder. And so I guess what I'm saying is it's their fault, not mine. And obviously, you need to find smarter friends, and then everything will be fine.
Maybe possibly too heavy, I guess that was one of the comments.
Yeah, well, it's a very, very sad show. I mean, I think it ultimately is very optimistic, but it's a very, very, the central character is a person who is really struggling and in a certain sense succeeds and in another sense doesn't succeed in overcoming her emotional difficulties. And I think, thank you very much. I'm really glad.
It had a Tony winner in it, and that's something I don't think.
And Nika Noni Rose, who went on to be one of the Dream Girls.
Yeah, and that role that they gave her was just so horrible.
A conversation for another time, Tim. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks very much for the call.
Right, in San Francisco.
It's interesting. Not only did you say, I thought everybody would love Caroline or Change. It was so tight, 2 hours. Look at that.
I know. It was my shortest, not my shortest piece, but it feels so, well-groomed compared to everything else I've done.
But the same thing earlier in the film about the play Homebody Kabul, where you said, boy, I thought everybody would just love this, and it got mixed reviews. Do you think everything you do is going to be great when you put it on for the first time?
No. I don't think anything I'm going to do. It's nice to have written a show like Caroline with another person. I mean, Janine Tesori is the composer, and I wrote the words, but we share credit for it. It makes it a little easier for me to feel unambivalently proud about it. I think the thing's wrong with everything that I do, although I like a lot of what I do. And I don't think everybody's going to think everything is great, but there are things that I really, if I really didn't like a play enough to believe that there's something in it that people might benefit from seeing or might enjoy seeing, I wouldn't go all the way to a production with it. So I feel reasonably certain that I'm offering something of some value when I have a show going up. And the fact that they get mixed reviews doesn't mean that I'm wrong about that. I mean, I've never done anything, including Angels in America, that didn't get mixed reviews. There are some shows that get entirely positive reviews, but nothing that I've written ever has, and I would suspect ever will get entirely positive reviews. I like controversy. I think controversy is a good thing. And there are some critics who I would really be worried
if they liked it.
So I finally got a good review from John Simon for a translation I did of Mother Courage, and I'm still kind of worrying about that. So it's fine to have reviews all over the place. I think that shows a variety of opinion, and that's what I think one should aim for rather than pleasing absolutely everybody, which is certainly not something I know how to do.
Chris is with us. Chris is calling from Indianapolis.
Hi. I I'm a big fan of Mr. Kushner's, and I have a question for him regarding the increasing lack of original material on Broadway and in theater in America. I'm just wondering what he thinks about that.
Well, I mean, you know, this week, for instance, this past week, we had two really wonderful new American plays, The Farnsworth Invention by Aaron Sorkin and August Osage County by Tracy Letts, which is a brilliant play. And David Henry Wong's Yellowface just opened at the Public Theater, also just an absolutely spectacular play. And so I actually think that there's an enormous amount of, you know, there's a wonderful new musical called In the Heights that's opening, an absolutely fantastic new musical by the musician Stu called Passing Strange that's going to be opening this spring on Broadway. So right now it feels to me like a time when there's an immense amount of exciting activity, and so I feel that the theater is in really great shape, except of course that nobody can afford the price of tickets and everybody's going broke. But there's an immense amount of thrilling new material being produced all the time, and
at least the strike is over.
Well, and the strike is over, and nobody got too badly hurt, and Local One did okay and wasn't crushed. So I'm on strike still with the Writers Guild, and that's a whole other story.
Chris, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
And Lee Kushner, Tony Kushner, thanks very much for your time.
Frieda Lee Mock, I don't know.
And Frieda Lee Mock, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Wrestling with Angels is on PBS tomorrow night as part of the series POV. You're listening to Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.